It's your girls again with a special edition of Love That For You. It's Sierra.
Judy.
And this is the friendiversary.
I'm sorry. You like went into a different accent.
Friendiversary.
Like Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
What?
Yeah, it was a compliment.
Friendiversary?
Well, now it sounds like a French.
I don't even know. Roiny.
I know. It's okay.
We've both hit our ropes, but this is what ultimate friendship looks like. When you're tired and down, you drag each other through the mud for one more podcast.
I don't want to be in the mud.
Never said it was you being dragged through the mud. It's me. Surprise.
Also, I just saw that 21 years ago today, on this date, Gilmore Girls premiered. If that doesn't make you feel old, I don't know what will.
I'm pretty sure I've got a long list.
21. I was 12.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't allowed to watch it yet.
I wasn't allowed to watch it either, so if that makes you feel better,
I watched it at my friend's house. I went over. Mom and Dad, I'm not sorry.
You said 21 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't even think we need to add my calculations there.
Yeah, you're younger than me, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You were like 8. Maybe less.
Close enough.
It's great. 7. So it's fine. Didn't even know what...
More like six.
Yeah, oh, God. Got to go. So what was your high for the week?
Okay, so it's our friendiversary. So high for the week was our celebrating our 1 year friendiversary, workiversary.
It's true.
So that's been tip top cheerio.
We get 401k matching now.
Ew.
Woohoo.
Finally.
Dedication at its finest.
Also wanted...
Love a bonus. I would love one.
Ew. I would never decline more money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also just having like really great work besties is another thing that's just added. Like... Working at a place can really make or break you, depending if you don't have, like, a good work bestie. Like, I've had
places... I thought you were going to talk about other people, and I was like, not on this podcast!
No, I mean, like, we have our groups of people at work where we really value their friendship, and I just, you know, they add so much to our lives. And, you know, you and I are a prime example of that.
Like, okay. Thought you were going somewhere else with this and almost didn't like it.
You know who we like.
No. I know that we like people, but...
Makes it sound horrible. Yes, we like people.
It does. It does.
Occasionally.
Dryden David, you're safe.
Jazz.
Jazz. Yes. Everyone on my team... You're great.
Love
Gabby,
you.
Leah, Anna, Shelby, Anna. Other Shelby. I have 2 Shelbys. It's a very odd time.
It's a great time.
Sarah.
I enjoy many talks with Sarah.
I know. She likes sloths.
I fucking love her. I know.
It was so random, but here we are.
You know what's really funny? Okay, so you know how I think my favorite animal is a sloth?
Is that your favorite animal?
It's one of them, yeah.
Okay.
I can strongly relate to a sloth, so
well,
I get it.
Yeah.
I thought about getting it. I wasn't 100% sure because I didn't know the quality of it. But on Amazon, I found a sloth riding a dinosaur necklace.
It's you and me.
It's you and me. And I was like, I'm like, is it good quality, though? That's the thing.
Will it make my neck turn green?
No, it's more like, will I get gangrene from this necklace?
I have to go.
not will it turn green, it's a guarantee, but will I get gangrene from it? Like, will I need to seek the most highest severe medical condition? Like,
did you see that the Dollar Tree is going to start raising its prices to more than a dollar?
Oh boy. Target's really inspired them. Remember when Target used to have their only dollar section?
Yeah, it was called C-Spot Save. And then it's like
$2, $3, $5. There's poor Dollar Tree going, I want to do that. That looks like fun.
You know, back in the day when I used to work at Target and I was doing merchandising for front end, we'd have to unbox all that crap and put it specifically in each category. And not just that, but then when it came time to do, like, the $3, because it was just $1, so then when it came time to up it to $3 as well, I have nightmares. Still.
Yeah, it's okay, I get that.
It was great.
My Target actually has now updated itself for the revamp for the Ulta. Oh, because
it's going to get a remodel?
It's in the process. I went in, I'm like, this is not my Target. Where am I?
My Target is not getting a remodel right now. It still looks like...
It is what it is.
It's fine, I guess. I think it's the... I mean, the Beaverton Hillsdale one has been around for a long time. They still have one of the original signs.
Ages, yeah. Just got the OG.
So, just, you know.
The fact that it survived.
Shout out to Target. Fix this. Target. Because I need a bougie one.
Mm-hmm. Also, another high for me is that I started.
Maybe like a rosé bar when you walk in. You know?
Okay. I know
Fred Meyer.
I know that we finished the hotel makeover and all they love is rosé.
Don't even get me started, okay? You know all I love is rosé.
I know. That's why I got you for our friendiversary. We got each other gifts. Like, we're those two friends that we celebrated our 6-month friendiversary.
Oh my gosh. I think we've celebrated more anniversaries than me and my boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. It's the small milestones that count. Well, and then, you know, I think we got each other really awesome presence that symbolizes that I think know each other. You got me ghosts themed stuff. I got you random things that I thought would make your life bliss.
They do.
You know, that card for Black Rock I thought would be excellente.
I know. I'll see you tomorrow, Black Rock. Exactly.
Love you, Black Rock. I wish you. However, please make a location closer to my home or more convenient on my drive to work, please, and thank you.
She'll send you her route later.
I will DM you my route. Jeremy, I know you used to work with my dad. Shout out, Bash. The
guy who started Black Rock with his dad, at least that's from what I've been told, used to work with my dad at Costco way back when.
So if you're ever looking to give us franchises, come.
Oh dear.
That was actually the topic at one point. We're like, should we own a Black Rock? And I'm thinking, hell to the yaw. I'd like to make money off of coffee. Do you know how many desperate white women need coffee? Me!
Coffee. Black Rock is not coffee. You go for the fuels.
I go for the
Which
fuel.
Are way better than Dutch Brothers. Sorry, just calling it as it is.
Dutch Bros is nasty.
I'm sorry, I don't like their Rebels. I'm here for it. I'm here to say it.
However, I am on the hunt. Apparently there's a Halloween-themed Dutch Bros sticker that is a bat.
Yeah,
hugging.
I was going to get one for you, but I've gone to like every location and they've been sold out.
I don't know how they can be sold out. They're free.
They're free with the drink, and they're free on the 1st of October. So, like, people will go just for stickers every month. It's a thing.
Oh,
it's
I didn't a know Dutch, that was that.
Yeah, every month there's a new sticker.
I want it.
I'll talk to my people. I know someone who works for Dutch. Don't know if they still have access to the sticker vault.
Work your magic.
I'll see what I can do.
The single is...
Oh, dear.
Anyway, yeah, and then my other high was I started PT this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Time to get healed.
Oh,
or gosh. as much as I can. Physical therapy. PT is for physical therapy.
I know.
Your high?
My high was our friendiversary. It says it right there. We just talked about it.
I'm looking for you to say more nice things about me.
Pass.
You know, come to think of it, was there a card?
Yeah, I don't know where it is anymore. I think it's in my room. It's not on the fridge anymore, so I took it somewhere.
Oh, that's what that scrambling was earlier. It was a don't look in this direction kind of.
Yeah, so I'll just drop it by the office tomorrow. I don't want to go look in my room.
That's real friendship right there. Nothing look. Says I love you like I'm not going to go look for a card for a friend anniversary.
The only thing I want to go look for is my bed.
Same. And I have to drive.
So, shout out to my pillow. I'm coming for you later. Just saying.
Yeah, it was really funny when I had PT this week and I told my physical therapist, I have 6 different pillows that I sleep with just to figure out how to make my neck feel better. And she types in, has 6 different... I'm like, that's not a conversation piece we need to add fun notes.
Right. I actually think that part of my sleeping problem, now that we're on that, part of my sleeping problem is my pillows. And I don't know what to do because you can't go to a store and test out a pillow. You just have to buy one and hope Costco. That it works. Maybe I'll try out Costco.
I like their pillows.
Okay.
Maybe but then again, I have like 20.
Yeah.
I lied to her. 6
pillows, 3 on each side. But then when you don't sleep in the bed by yourself all the time, you can have less pillows.
I think
your heart gets sad.
I have 8. 8 or more pillows.
I used to have 3 on each side, and then my 2 decorative pillows, so.
Not even.
Oh, and then I have my big body pillow in the back, so I have 9.
I don't even count my decoration pillows. These are just pillows.
Yeah, like if you don't have a queen bed and your feet are hanging off the edge because of the amount of pillows you have, you're doing it wrong.
Yes.
What was your low?
Because
I really like the third one. Well, I like the equation.
Yeah, I drew out an equation. It is a combo.
But actually what you should have done is that plus Oregon.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, okay.
All right, so new moon cycle has started, which, of course, draws out the crazy people. It is now starting to rain. And Oregonians, actually, drivers here in Oregon get some sort of amnesia.
I just don't understand what it is. Like, there's 2 things that happen with Oregon drivers in the rain. Either they don't know how to drive and they go incredibly slow, or they don't know how to drive and they go incredibly, like, fast and hydroplane. So it's like there's no happy medium.
There's a good balance between it, folks. You drive a little faster, but you drive a little slower. There's a happy medium.
Also, like, if it's raining, maybe that's not the time to, like, peel out of a driveway to try to get into a lane.
Yeah, you're just going to hydroplane, and that's not... You're going to cause an accident. More accidents happen here because either there are people who believe that they can do it, and there are those...
That's what it is. People believe that they are invincible and that they can do it. And guess what, Jordan? You can't. That's weird because your brother's name is Jordan.
I'm like, oh, what did Jordan do now? Have you talked to my brother or something? Like, ask some questions.
No, Jordan is just the name that came to me as an awful driver. So, Jordan, I'm sorry if you're not. Hey, gosh.
I just love him, fucks it. Now I can't stop thinking about my own brother. And I'm like,
well, is he a good driver?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence
in him as a driver.
In his ability of not speeding.
Oh.
He is a speed racer.
Well, what can you do? Kids these days.
Yeah. But the rain, something about people being stupid, like when things change.
I know.
Things happen. People forget how to drive in the rain, and it's like, come on, guys. You know it rains like 10 months out of the year. It rains more than it, like, it's a change, too. When spring hits and it stops raining, people are like, why isn't the ground wet? Because how generous do I want to be with time? They have full months to get used to the fact that the ground is constantly wet. They have 4 months to consistently get used to there potentially could be ice.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've figured it out with the 2 remaining months. And then all of a sudden, the ground's dry again. And people forget.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with people. I don't know what's wrong with Oregonians. Don't even get me starting on merging.
Merge. No. I just don't want to strand people. Your look.
This week, some of my friends don't need to be named. You know who you are. They are moving back home. So, you know, that's my second friend to move away. And 3 of my friends no longer exist in my life. So I'm down 5 from... COVID is just awful. Not that I can blame it all on COVID because life, but I'm not a fan.
I think that we all went through a lot of friend loss last year and a lot of changes last year. I know I lost a few friends and I'm trying to recover some friendships as well, but it's really hard. I think that having a relationship with a boy is not as hard as having like an actual friendship. Because like friendships last longer, I feel like. And as great and deep and meaningful as a relationship can be with some potential.
Are you directing that to someone?
Of course not. This is a general suggestion. I'm not hinting to anyone. We don't have one listener in particular at all that we're directing this towards. But I think that having those types of friendships are so much harder.
They are.
And I honestly, a breakup can happen between you and a guy. But I think a breakup between you and a friend, like a good friend,
it hits your heart. It hits your heart in such a different way. And I mean, like, I have a great relationship with my boyfriend and I do tell him things. But there is something that's so special between friendships where you just, I don't know, it's not that trust and
it's different.
Comfortableness comes easier. It just comes differently. Mm-hmm. And so there's just a different level of
trust and,
yeah,
if you will, kind of like a, it's not really intimacy, if you will, but it is, it kind of, it's a friend-macy.
To be fair, if John told me that he was moving away, I'd be absolutely devastated. So I'm not sure, like, that there'd be a huge difference, but
if a guy told me that I was talking to on OkCupid that he was moving away, I'd be like, okay. On to the next crop.
Time for the corn to be harvested.
Honestly, I fuck it.
No, I understand. How's online dating going?
I joined OkCupid. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
I've had
Is it a swipe one? Swippity swipe swipe?
Kind of. It's a really weird. It's definitely more detailed.
Swippity swipity swoop sop soup.
It's definitely more detailed. I don't really understand the concept of OkCupid, but then again, I don't understand the concept of dating apps, because all y'all look like you
live
with your
moms. Do you want help? I'll make you a great profile.
It's not that I can't make a great profile. It's selecting another profile that looks like they don't live with their mom.
Do you need a recommendation from a friend on that one, too?
I don't think I need a recommendation from a friend on this one.
You deleted it, didn't you?
No.
Okay, good.
I just want to delete the app. I'm getting more angry at the whole dating app hit scene altogether, that instead of Last Hope, I just want it to be Dead End.
Next week we'll have tips on dating by
actually
our
that's what I'm gonna change my
Sierra
dating with Sierra.
We'll have theme music and everything.
I'm an Aquarius. There's only so much that I can offer.
Ooh, or when we get enough listeners, I can audition them.
Audition them for what?
For you.
Say more things. I don't understand what you mean, audition.
I was looking at our analytics on our streaming devices, and like 38% of our listeners are male.
Well, to be fair.
So I'm just saying.
I forced my cousin to listen to us because even my cousin and I have the weirdest fucking humor.
Well, I'm just saying that that's 38%.
One cousin
for you. It's well, not one.
Shout out to Germany, because I know you're out there listening.
Oh my gosh.
Them dear. German men are kind of cute. German men.
Makes me want a bratwurst.
Same, sis. Same.
But I want the kind you get from a restaurant. You want the kind you get in the bedroom.
Maybe I want both. You never know.
A good bratwurst with some good, like, stone ground mustard. Ugh.
I just want fondue. Get me fondue every day, all day, nonstop.
We'll go back to the... Look, I know that it's really expensive. And, like, if somebody wants to take me there, that'd be super great. But I'd really like to go to the Melting Pot and see if the hype is worth it.
Take note. Not for one viewer in particular.
Once again, no one's viewing this, as we are not to be seen.
Got it. So, moving on. So, self-check.
Where, self-checkout. Where? I use it at Target pretty frequently.
Self-checkout. I really feel like that should be the name of our segment. Self-checkout.
So, I was in line at Fred Meyer at the self-checkout.
Yeah.
And one of the guys was like, oh, hey, I'm opening up the express lane too if anyone wants to come over. And there was like two people in front of me. Mm-hmm. He like asked them. And they were like, no, we're going to use self-checkout. And he asked me. And for some reason, I was like, all right.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't want human interaction. That's why I go to self-checkout, so I can check out myself.
It's the human interaction, the touching of my own merchandise, and then it's the touching my, or, you know, I don't know.
Touching your bag.
Touching bag.
Yeah, I don't know. It was really awkward, and then, you know, I didn't like it.
I don't go through the express checkout if it's a cute person, like a cute guy. And I look like a troll. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
You're like seven people back in the self-checkout line. It's not me.
I'm not the one, okay?
You want to go?
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Check the person behind me. Do you want to go in front of me?
He's asking for you.
You look like his type there, Britney Spears. Go for it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So self-care.
So, mental health. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I mean, my mental health isn't super great. Wrote that down.
Yeah, I commented. Same.
Yeah. So. I have to start therapy for... I told you.
You I think you forget that there are things you do and don't tell me that I think that this podcast is going to be great for us to keep track of what we tell each other.
Did you know about that? No, I found out on the podcast when we did it. Oh, perfect that I told you.
Okay, so you're starting therapy?
I've started therapy for my thyroid because my doctor says that hypothyroidism, but that's not even a word. Yes, it is.
No, it is.
Yeah, yeah, I said it right. And Hashimoto's, it just puts you in a different state. And since I'm on that thyroid medication and other stuff that I don't want to comment on right now, I was advised to see this lady named Susan.
Hi.
So, Susan, next week I'll see you Thursday, 5 p.m., virtually.
I was like, do you want to give them the location? Fuck. We'll all see you there, Susan.
My friend Sierra's coming.
No, even Susan's like, see someone else.
See someone else. No, I don't like going. I obviously have done therapy in the past. Let's be real. Most people have. But
I haven't.
It's just like, oh. Well, having to tell your story or tell things that have gone on is just really frustrating when you have to repeat it because someone moves or it doesn't work out or they charge $280 a session. You don't think that's really affordable.
I do a lot of my therapy in the shower as I sob.
Yeah, but like...
I'm like, I'm crying for no
soap while you're crying isn't really a way to let it out publicly.
First of all, I'm an Aquarius, and I need to share all my business with everybody. Who I let in is on my rules.
I know, so. You and Cancers. So stressful. So emotional, yet you're so emotional, but you just hold it all in.
Yeah, until we have a psychotic break meltdown, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just, and I'm over here just like, word vomit about everything.
Yeah, we hold our shit back for sure.
Yeah.
Until the point where we can't take it anymore and we have a meltdown.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a hard time.
Shout out to my emotionally blocked friends. Fuck.
So anyone who's not a Leo, Virgo, Sagittarius, and potentially...
Scorps?
Yeah.
Scorps.
So, the rest of you, that's 8, are in trouble and need to talk about things.
Shout out to my emotions.
Please DM Sierra. She's available for deep conversation.
Fuck that. I'm sorry. What kind of deep conversation are we going to... Where are you at? And then me ghosting them.
It's,
like,
it's through the computer, so there'll be no, like, it's live easier interaction.
For me to, so it's easier for me to ghost?
Yeah.
I mean, I... Yeah.
It seems like, you there's, know, it's okay. It's a good thing.
Friendships are so, like...
really quick.
Yeah.
Should I get my nose pierced?
Of course. I want to get my septum pierced. You want to get your nose pierced? I think we should do it together. I want to get a tattoo. You should get a tattoo with me.
Oh, I have to show you something later.
Ooh.
Actually, do you want to see it now?
Yeah!
Okay, here, let me pull it up.
I'm so sorry, podcast. We're
while,
going to...
While this is happening, show and tell. Talk about sleep. You've got that down.
I just always put it down.
Put it I down. I think that... Put it down on me. Put it down on me.
Yeah, this happens a lot.
Thought we were there, but...
I love it. I'm never judging. She's always saying I'm judging. Where I'm just observing human nature, okay? But, dude, I'm so tired. Ghoul... Oh my god, it's ghost tattoos that are best ghoul friends! I'm dead.
Let's do it!
You wanna get that?
Yeah!
I don't know if I would want to get those ghosties, but I think that we could find cuter ghosts.
I know. There were some other ones I saw, too.
I actually would really like a ghost tattoo, actually. That's what I've been thinking.
I know.
Like, how cute would a ghost tattoo be? But yeah, I know. I definitely want to get a tattoo. Tattoo is definitely therapy for me. don't know. I just, as an Aquarius, I mean, I know it's probably, I don't know if we will, I want to be that girl to be like, as an Aquarius, but I am going to be that girl. As an Aquarius, I have found a lot of things that resonate with the Aquarius, like, I don't know, they're, what they are, essentially. I really resonate with a lot of stuff that lines up with Aquariuses, and as being a part of an Aquarius, it's just always trying to be standout, individual, and I agree with that, because I struggle with, like, I don't want to blend in, so there's stuff where, like, I don't join in on, because it's too trendy. Sometimes I join the trend, or sometimes I start the trend. Depends. But I think that I struggle with trying to feel, like, edgy is something I really, like, strive to be and do. The dinosaur. I think that it would be really cute if we could get dinosaur ghosty tattoos. You're the dinosaur.
I'll get the dinosaur, and it's like throwing something to you.
Why don't we get...
I don't know. We can
talk
about
it. Why don't you get a
it.
Dinosaur that has a little cup of coffee in it?
And then you'll get a ghost, get a ghost
that has a little cup of coffee.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I like that.
We'll draw it up. It'll be great. Okay. So we only have two things on the list tonight for what you eating. One of them is mine. One of them is yours. They're basically the same. Let's start with yours because it seems like a fun game.
Okay, so I've been eating out. I'm sorry. My apologies. It is quiet time for the neighbor. I mean, God forbid we disturb the neighbor downstairs, even though they...
It's okay.
They smoke the devil's lettuce and then light incest to people.
Incense.
Oh my God, did I say incest? I gotta go. Fuck. This is how tired I am, and I need to go.
This is what's so great about live podcasting.
Fuck me. Gotta go. How do we delete this?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah.
Your favorite fast food.
We've been getting a lot of fast food out recently due to our kitchen not being functional. What's your favorite fast food place?
I literally just asked you. We're not playing this game.
Yeah, we are.
No, it's your question.
I'm asking as a... There was a question mark afterward.
What counts as fast food? Because, like,
you
Panera, Quiznos, Qdoba, Chipotle... Are those all fast food?
Yeah, I guess I would say, consider... Like, it's not like a sit-down restaurant.
No, I mean, you can sit down. I think that my favorite fast food place might be...
Zabel?
No, it's not Taco Bell. Unless I crave going to the bathroom.
I just want to lose weight, but that's fine.
I know. I think my favorite fast food place is actually Noodles and Company.
Nudes and Company.
No, just Noodles and Company, no nudes.
Nudes and Company.
Not a fan of fast... Yeah. What's yours? Taco Bell.
No. It's a last resort.
Chipotle.
Chipotle is live. No, not after the incident.
Okay, what else? What's your favorite one?
I don't know. I really...
So you made me answer the question, but you can't answer the freaking question?
It's because
this happens
I've been...
all the time.
I know. This is a problem for me.
This is a problem for you, for John. You guys are freaking so similar.
So you should be dating.
Both of you, it feels like. It's giving me a headache.
Who's John going to get a ghost tattoo with a little Savo with a little coffee in it?
No, he doesn't have a tattoo.
We'll fix that right up, Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny John, we're going to get you a tattoo, buddy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, dear. People have to sign for it, so good luck with that. Practice his signature.
Hey, John, I just need to see a check of yours real quick.
I don't think he writes checks.
Do you got a birthday card? Can you get Judy a birthday card? You got cards from him, right?
I do. But they all just say, love, John. There's no signature.
That's all we need.
Is that the tattoo place? You just have love the consent. Oh my gosh.
We'll come up with a story and be like, you know, Joan was on leave somewhere. I don't know.
From the army, which he's not a part of.
The army of the Oreos.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it'll happen. Mine was food service. Just because after... Oh, it is October. I was thinking about getting, like, probably not HelloFresh because it's incredibly expensive, but, like, Fresh Fit Foods because they have some places. They also drop off around here, and they have, like, keto, gluten-free,
stuff. Did you say IKEA?
No.
I
said nothing about IKEA, but if you want to go, we can go next week.
I heard IKEA in my...
We can go next week. I need some things.
I'm getting broke.
Next week is payday. This week is payday.
Money, money, money,
money. I'm getting broke. So, I don't know. I don't know which one's the best one or which one's affordable. Mm-hmm. So, if you could just look into that and get back to me, that'd be great. Maybe make up a chart.
Oh, for the food services?
Yeah, if you could just compare and contrast for me. A little homework.
For $25 an hour for research, you bet your bottom dollar I can do that.
I'm the one who charges for research.
Research?
Research. I am the one who charges for research.
I don't even know if anyone should be charging for research.
That was funny earlier when that guy was like, I do not consent.
I was like, same. Bro, I fucking get it. Same.
Okay, she can put in that letter for you, but it's going to be $25 an hour.
I do not consent. Well, fuck.
I do not consent. Well, there's no way around it. You can't just, like...
I don't know what you want from me, my brother.
I don't know. I'll see if I can get you a promo code. Like, what are you looking for?
I was like, the fuck, man? I try not to say it in my best customer service way that I could ever be able to present it. I'm just like, I'm sorry?
I know.
Translates to... What the fuck?
I know. Okay, so now that you've seen it, I want to talk about it. Love on the Spectrum.
Season 2!
Favorite character?
Ronan.
I love Mark and Michael and Chloe. And Katie. Oh my gosh, I love them all. And Jimmy and Sar, their relationship is so precious. I just can't. I am so in love with that show. Just like, I mean, you always think of love as this like simplistic feeling. Mm-hmm. But I wish we thought about things and like viewed things the way people on the spectrum do. Just because they do have such... a passion, like drive for what they want, because people think they can't have that. So
I mean, if anything makes you feel better, I'm dyslexic.
You're not on the spectrum.
There are some days where I'm like,
also you don't live in Australia, so you're not eligible for the show. All these shows are coming out of Australia, like mine, Back with the Ex, that I put on there that you've seen, that's also based in Australia. You haven't seen Back with the Ex?
No. Oh, no. Back in the Ex, yeah. I've seen that one. That's on Australia. You said...
Yeah, it's in Australia. Yeah. Diane. Diane and what's his name? He's from Sydney. They're all in Australia, based in Australia, except for her. She's from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
It's weird that they're all coming out, but Back with the Ex is really good.
That was a really good one. I liked it.
Okay, what is Squid Games?
Whole. I'm only episode one, but holy fucking shit.
Episode one of season one?
Yep.
Huh. And it's good. I heard there's some conflicting things happening with Netflix is being sued.
It's a lot of gore. So it's like...
Is it a real
Japanese,
thing?
Korean... No, it's not like a reality thing. It's definitely like fictional.
Oh, okay.
But it's a Japanese, Korean... I'm not exactly sure. I don't want to cause offense. It's something of the...
Asian culture.
Asian culture. Where it's like this game that... Or like people basically they're... There's this company that takes people who... They find them in financial ruin. Like, they're on the brink of, like, bankruptcy. They owe money to gambling, like, loan sharks. It's like, they're in die. Like, they basically sign their life away to loan sharks because they owe so much money. And so, they take these people, they, like, you know, who are pretty much so incredibly desperate that they're like, hey, you play these games, you win, you'll get money. And they show them, like, they hover this giant glass piggy bank in front of them. There's hundreds of people. It's, like, up to 498 people that they gather of all ages. It looks like 18 and up. But they're, like, basically, like, here, you need to sign away, like, your rights. If you lose, you get eliminated. So people are like, okay, yeah, sure, like, what's the risk? So the first game that they have them play is Red Light, Green Light. And it's with this statue that turns its head and it has cameras in its eyes. And they send them out into a field, if you will. And it's, like, it's their version of elimination is, like, eliminated from life. Like, they execute people if they fail. Like, if they move when it's red light, they die. They get shot. Like, it's crazy. If you don't, like, you, and it's time, too. Like, you have a certain distance between you and the doll that's, like, life size. Like, bigger than life size. Mm-hmm. And anytime that she moves and you move, she shoots you, if you will. Because they have these guns that are lined up at the top of it. Sorry, spoilers. But it's, like, intense. So I'm, like, I'm super, like, on the edge of my seat going, what the actual fuck? But these people are, like, you know, super financially in debt that they need the money. But they're also trying to now live because they just signed away their life.
Okay.
It's really intense, but I'm curious to see how it's going to happen. The reason why this, like, they have one main character who is doing it because he's got a daughter who's, you know, he was divorced and he's trying to take, keep in his life, it looks like, but I don't know. It's just, it's, he was motivated just because he's in so much financial debt that he needs it. And that's pretty much how he, everybody's been, you know, being motivated is, we'll give you all these monies. Like, if you play six games. So I think this is game one.
Jeez. We'll see.
I'm really intrigued.
We'll see. Pass. Not sure what's my cup of tea. Sounds like the Hunger Games.
Much more gory. A little bit more gory. A little bit. Like, you see people get shot. And it's just like, of course it's the dramatic, no. But a lot of it is, like, they didn't understand. It was just the shock and awe. And it was like, oh, shit. And then everyone's like, no. And then she's like, I'll repeat the rules. And she's, like, shooting everybody. And people are all freezing, going, what the actual fuck? It's like, oh, shit.
Oh, gosh.
It's real intense. Mine's, it's really good for my Fitbit game.
You shouldn't be allowed to wear that while you're doing it.
Game. All right, let's talk about your country ever after. That seems weird.
Weirder than what you just described for five full minutes.
Sure. What is yours? I'm sorry. I got really into it.
Yeah, I know.
It's the show on Netflix with the country singer Kaffe Anderson. It's really good. It's funny and spunky.
Who names their child Kaffe?
That's rude. Who names their child Apple?
Hippies.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Hippie. Rich hippie.
Okay. Well, anyways, it's just like this fun, like, their lives kind of show. But it's quirky and funny. It's heartwarming.
Yeah, mine's not heartwarming.
It's actually bad for your heart.
Great for the adrenaline.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I really like pet peeves. But let's do things they're doing with their bodies.
Well, these are both yours.
Oh.
This is what happens when you podcast late in the night.
You forget what you wrote. I put down eating comfort food thanks to the rain. Because fall means you fall into the cupboard where your treats are.
Soups.
Good soup. I love soup. But I also love bread with soup, so I can't eat soup.
I love bread. Brett and I have a great relationship.
I love lamp.
I love lamp.
No.
Fucking.
And then I put down body wash, and originally I put down just body wash with no explanation.
Yeah.
And Sierra asked me if I used body wash.
And I was like, are you okay?
And I found that pretty offensive. But
I just was curious why you put it down, because there's no explanation of...
Yeah, maybe I could explain it to you, but instead you were just like, Judy must not be clean.
No, I would never doubt your cleanliness.
Oh.
I just was like, body wash, I need further explanation. So you're wanting to know what the best kinds are?
Yeah.
I don't know, I get the ones from Target.
Olay.
No, I'm not 45. In having to worry about wrinkly skin.
You should worry about it now.
Trust me, there's enough of me right now, fullness, that it's not a problem.
I use the Native brand.
Oh, okay.
I really...
Yeah, anything but that Love Planet crap. Sorry, not a fan.
I tried it, and it... Like, I tried the shampoo, and not a fan.
No, I hated the shampoo.
The shampoo made my hair worse.
It was literally the most greasiest thing. That and Garnier Fructis.
Mm-hmm.
Not about it.
The Native brand body wash, the charcoal one specifically, is my jam.
Okay. I'm gonna try it.
However,
I'm
almost
done with mine, and I'm like...
I love men's body wash, though. I'm not going to lie.
I do feel a little very offensive because my last body wash was the Olay Strawberry and Mint Rejuvenate, so...
I'm terribly sorry!
It's fine. I'm just a 45-year-old sitting over here with her wrinkles.
Well, that's what I feel like when they do the Olay, like, commercials, yeah, where they're like, splash on the model, and she's like 45, but she's actually 25, and she's got gray hair, and she's like, I use Olay. It's
like, oh dear.
It's the fake, like, Neutrogena commercials.
Okay, you have to talk about your pet peeves last, because it's my favorite one. My pet peeve is my internet going in and out. I'm
over it.
Gonna take a candle and burn it in a minute. And then, so, a few days ago, I posted on my Facebook wall, like, a memory from 2 years ago. And I'm in a maroon jacket.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't find it.
Mm.
And I don't know why.
Good to be it.
So, Jared, if you're listening and you still have my maroon jacket at your house, could I get that back?
Giveth back the coat.
I'm just wondering if I
take
left
the
it
children
in the closet.
And take one of the children instead.
I don't have any children. I'll give you Sierra. What? I thought we were Bart.
What?
Bartering.
Happy friendiversary, Judy.
Yeah, I'm giving
a human. The children are different. Find a child.
We don't have children to give. We have Sierras.
I am not a child. I find that very offensive because just I'm like younger I than find you.
Using Olay as a 45-year-old woman, that is not I. Offensive. So if you want to talk about friendiversary, let's talk about calling your friends 12 years older than they are. What's your pet peeve?
I like how you just roll into that. You know, just haven't any fucks left to give at this point. You know, it's harder. There's a fine line.
As you get older into your 45-year-old ages.
It's okay. I'm physically, like, 85. So, I mean, if that makes you feel better, I'm so broken.
It doesn't make me feel better, okay? I love my Olay product, so.
I'm sorry. You can see your Olay product out the door. I mean, physically, I feel like I'm broken as a 85-year-old man, so it's fine. It's a fun time. I'm just feeling like there's a balance of days where I'm, like, I'm overly anxious about something. And then there are days where I'm like, I have no fucks to give.
None.
Zilch. Zip. Nota.
Nota.
I know we talked about it last time on the pod.
Ah, crap. What?
Wasn't there something about, like, we were gonna discuss it on the pod live about comments? We'd like to hear comments from the people.
Oh, yes, now that Sierra has discovered that we have 27.
I have found out there's more people than I thought.
Listeners.
If it's one of my neighbors, fuck off.
And we have 27 people on the gram, so...
Ayo!
That's pretty cool. No, I mean, I don't know if we're cool enough yet. Like, we think we're cool enough.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, obviously...
And all the 27 people listening!
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... We are live on Apple Podcasts, finally, because Judy figured out her life.
Whoop, whoop.
And, there is an area where you can leave us feedback, so I'll get that up and going. And... Yeah. I don't know.
If you have questions for us that you would like to ask us on the pod within reason, DM us. We can be able to take a look and see if we can be able to help answer those.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah, if you're above 6'1 and you want to drop a line in my DMs, I will get back to you, ask you a series of questions, and then if I feel you are appropriate, I'll get you Sierra's number.
You may find me on these following platforms. Okay, Cupid, Bumble. I have deleted Tinder.
Well, okay. So I retract my statement. So if you're above 6'1 and you want to send me a DM and I deem you worthy, I will get you one of Sierra's dating contacts.
There you go.
This could work out for you. You could fall in love with one of the listeners.
That sounds like a really bad Hallmark movie. I'm not gonna lie.
I would love that to be a Hallmark movie. Two local broadcasters in an unthinkable time were able to capture the heart of many, but one in particular stood out to Sierra.
And apparently we're writing our next podcast.
Man, let me just tell you, I could definitely be a Hallmark card writer.
I'd be more for the condolences section. Well,
the thing is that I've got a lot of dad jokes and I'm ready.
You know what I want to do? If I ever was going to leave somewhere, I really want to get, as part of my 2-week resignation, I would give them like, sorry for your loss, cards, and then write inside. Because I found this is an inspiration online, and then write, it's me, I'm leaving. Goodbye. Here's my 2 weeks.
That's funny, actually. I would like that.
It's a fun time. Don't worry, we're safe right now.
For now.
All right, I think that we have hit every single thing.
Plus more.
If you've got any therapists y'all want to send us, any hot, single, available, over 6 foot males within certain parameters, our direction as well, we won't say no. Any coffee recommendations?
I will say no, but...
Oh no, I'm more picky than Judy is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, coffee recommendations. I'm here for it.
Coffee recommendations, movie recommendations, things that we should be watching, things that we might be appropriately doing with our bodies. Disclaimer, thrown. anything that we should be trying food-wise too. You know, of course, let us know. As two people who live in Oregon, we need to find more places. Moinspo.
That's true.
Moinspo. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us again. I do appreciate it. All of our 27 followers, as it stands, tell your mom, your grandma.
No, don't tell your mom or grandma about this.
Retract. Tell your dad. No, not even that. No, backtrack.
Brother, tell your sister, cousin, best friend.
Tell your besties.
Listen to this with your best friend.
Listen to your best friend. Grab your best friend. Cherish your best friend.
Send it to your boyfriend.
Your boyfriend, potential fiance, Beyonce.
I would love to send this to Beyonce. Just like slide into her DMs. Sup, you should listen to this. All of a sudden, we're on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
All I can think of is that TikTok where it's like, hi, my name's Riot, and my life's pretty crazy.
Gotta go. If you want Sierra's TikTok handle, let me know. I'll hook you up.
Let's not. Undo. All right, bye. Love you guys. Bye.
I don't love you guys yet.
Wow. 27 followers. How dare you? I will love you both.
For both of us.
Good God, I can't even commute. Commute. I gotta go.
Commute.
Okay. Good night, guys.